In this bulletin, Queensland authorities have rejected reports of a potential breach in hotel quarantine. Australia's census changed to be more inclusive, and in sport, excitement as the NBL season begins. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland authorities have rejected reports of a potential breach in hotel quarantine, defending the handling of a case who later tested positive for the UK coronavirus variant. The woman staying at Brisbane's Grand Chancellor Hotel left quarantine to accompany her father to hospital and to help with translation. The pair had arrived in the country from Lebanon on New Year's Day. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says there was no risk of exposure to the community. She says all protocols were followed, including the wearing of PPE by the daughter and Queensland ambulance staff.
The daughter went with him, but she was treated as if she was positive. So they were managed in negative pressure rooms, etc., etc. So there's no risk. And all of the transport was done via QAS. And that is QAS's job, and they do it very, very effectively. They move infectious people, not just COVID, but other infectious people. So there's no issue here at all. The hospital asked that the daughter go with the father because of his lack of English.
The state has recorded 3 overseas acquired coronavirus cases, 2 new infections in hotel quarantine, and 1 historical case. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's seriously considering easing coronavirus restrictions after another day of 0 locally acquired cases. Australia yesterday recorded 0 community transmission when almost 750,000 cases were recorded around the world. Ms Berejiklian says testing numbers have fallen to 16,000 people, and she would like to see that number higher before easing restrictions.
But we just need a few more days, and we also need those testing rates to go higher to give us the confidence that we can do that, because the last thing we want is to suddenly ease restrictions and then go back to where we were a few weeks ago. So we just need to be confident that we've really clamped down on all those undetected strains.
And Victoria has recorded its 9th straight day without any locally acquired cases. Moving overseas now, a New York State Attorney General is suing the New York Police Department, accusing America's largest police force of using brutal force during last year's Black Lives Matter protests. Attorney General Letitia James says New York City police officers falsely arrested peaceful demonstrators, unlawfully detained legal observers, and deployed indiscriminate, unjustified repeated use of batons and pepper spray. She says the behaviour is part of a long-standing pattern of abuse and is related to inadequate training, supervision and discipline.
This lawsuit seeks broad injunctive relief, including systemic reforms to the NYPD and a monitor to oversee the NYPD's compliance with the law and policing practices in future protest. We are also seeking an order from the court declaring that NYPD's response to protesters were in fact unlawful and in violation of their 1st, their 4th, and 14th constitutional rights.
Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has also been named in the lawsuit, has defended the police response and has promised a review of alleged abuses. A gender non-binary option will be available on Australia's 2021 census to be held on August the 10th. The Australian Bureau of Statistics says the measure addresses a data gap on gender and sex diversity of the nation's population. The change involves a question specifically asking about someone's sex recorded at birth. There is also a recommendation the Bureau use pronouns like they rather than he or she in surveys to be more inclusive of transgender, intersex and non-binary Australians. In basketball, National Basketball League Commissioner Jeremy Loligar says more disruptions to the season's schedule are expected because of pandemic travel restrictions. The season begins with tonight's game between the Adelaide 36ers and Melbourne United in Adelaide, 10 months after the pandemic ended the 2020 Grand Final series. NBL Commissioner Jeremy Lohlager has told SBS News despite the disruptions, there are a lot of positives.
We've been incredibly lucky that we've been able to attract so much talent to Australia, either for the first time or who are returning to the competition. I think it's the first time in the league's history that every team has a player who has been on an NBA roster. It's coming off the back of a season where we saw four of our players from last season find themselves on NBA teams this season. And we've got a fantastic crop of next stars once again, including two very talented young Australians who could well end up finding themselves on the NBA roster board later this year.
Let's have a look at what the weather's doing right now across the country. It's sunny in Perth and 33 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 21, showers increasing in Melbourne, 20, 17 degrees in Hobart with a couple of showers about there as well, 28 in the capital where it's sunny, in Wollongong it's partly cloudy and 27, in Sydney cloudy as well, 29. Newcastle, possible shower or storm, 31. In Brisbane, 32 degrees and sunny. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And 33 as well in Darwin with showers and a possible storm. Peggy Giacomelos with you with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget, if you'd like to hear special features and more analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.